There can be nothing more frightening than being on a small ship on a stormy ocean with the prospect of sinking. And frankly, sometimes that's exactly how our lives appear. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. The Apostle Paul is an amazing guy. After persecuting Christians mercilessly, then meeting Jesus on the road to Damascus, he does a complete turnaround and spends the rest of his life traveling through the known world telling people about Jesus. Now, this is not an easy thing to do. There are riots, persecution, beatings, floggings, plots to kill him, and then the Jewish leaders have him arrested and try to have him executed. Paul, being a Roman citizen, appeals to the emperor and finds himself on a boat heading west to Rome. But winter setting in, and against his advice, the captain of the boat sets sail. They hit weeks of storms and eventually all looks lost. So Paul does what Paul knew to do. He prayed and God told him what was going to happen. Acts chapter 27, verses 25 and 26. So men, there is nothing to worry about. I trust God and I am sure everything will happen just as the angel told me. But we will crash on an island. And that's exactly what did happen. The ship went under, and just as God had revealed to Paul during that time of prayer, there was nothing to worry about. Every man aboard was saved. Think about this. God is sending Paul to Rome as a prisoner to proclaim the gospel. God has a plan, which for Paul means imprisonment, adversity, and eventually death. And along the way, this shipwreck. Whatever you might be going through, however stormy your ocean may be, remember this. Sometimes shipwrecks are part of God's plan. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Let me tell you, out on those stormy oceans, the word of God is like a rudder that keeps you on course. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day. A powerful scripture verse with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com for instant access. Again, the web address is ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.